Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a weekend of comments.
He was on one.
That's me and all of my disagreements with people. My part, fine. Your part, screwed up.
That's right.
You know, that's good policy. Should I uphold the Constitution? I don't know.
Jury's out on that.
I don't know. I mean, he did sort of have to raise his hand, not once, but twice. Bravo to him. He's won the presidency twice. Not three times, by the way. And said, I will uphold the Constitution. Now when he's got the office, I don't know. I've got lawyers. We'll... And the dolls. How many dolls? I was just saying to Carter, when you think of a guy who really has lived a reserved, restraint-driven, never excessive lifestyle, that's Donald, right?
I think it's to a T, absolutely.
That could be a Bernie Sanders quote, right? Bernie saying, stop with everything that you're buying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now Donald is saying that. We'll get to the president later. Chad Hartman. Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO, just glorious outside. We discussed this a little bit with Shaletta on Friday, but I'm going back to it. It is Shiloh Hendricks. She is the individual who last week was at a Rochester playground with her child. Don't know how busy the playground was. But another child, five-year-old, some reports the child is autistic. No confirmation of that, though, yet. That a five-year-old kid grabbed something from her child's bag. This is not a 25-year-old. This is not a 50-year-old. This was not an attack. This is a five-year-old who grabbed something out of an 18-month-old diaper bag. Shouldn't have done it, right? Nobody's saying, hey, go ahead, do that. The kid's five. And so what does she go with? She goes with the N-word. And when she's confronted in a video and asked, did you use the N-word? Would you still use the N-word? And part of what she says is maybe the most nauseating of all, Dave, because he acted that way. A five-year-old kid acted that way. Shows how comfortable she is using the N-word. And then when continuing the conversation with the individual who's recording her, she says it over and over and over again. Before I get to some of the dollar amounts, what is your, because you weren't here Friday. You had a great time with your family, I'm assuming?
Had a fun time. The oldest had a little fundraiser at her school. So
beautiful.
Watching her doing a lot of running.
Beautiful. What is your reaction before I get to some of the dollar amounts and what's going on in other parts of this story?
Well, the dollar amounts are a completely different thing. I'll leave that aside right now. I'll let you get into that. But the story itself, it's just despicable. Yeah, whether it's a 5-year-old, whether it's a 15-year-old, 25, just keep going up. It's despicable
Anyone.
Behavior either
yep.
way.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about a 5-year-old, for goodness sake.
She's proud of herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel any remorse, any concern about using it. She just uses it repeatedly. She has also suggested that the person who videotaped her as criminal history. We have no proof of that either.
Yeah, who cares?
Right? And how would that be relevant? So she then goes to, what was the site again? Go see?
Give, send, go.
Give, send, go. I'm not familiar with it. But she basically said, our life has been ruined. We can't go anywhere. I need your help. And as of 10 seconds ago, when it clicked off the site, she had raised $666,000, correct?
$666,455 up to the minute with the goal of $1
million. $1 million, okay. The child's family, through the NAACP, they also raised. They started NAACP with the child's family, started a crowdfunding campaign on Friday to support legal services for the child's family, and they stopped it Saturday. See how much money they raised? $340,000. And then they said, that's enough. They stopped it. Shiloh hasn't stopped it.
Nearly 25,000 people have donated to Shiloh, a small, medium-sized town.
I think the top one, Carter and I just were looking at it, $10,000. I raised this with Shaletta. I've raised it before. Who wants to be judged on the worst of their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain points where your worst is so bad, where you may not wish eternal despair, fulfillment, any sort of success to them, but it's at a level where you just find it, as you said, despicable, disgusting. And I don't know enough about her outside of this. I know it's repulsive for her to say this to any person of color, including a 5-year-old, and then when confronted, just saying it over and over and over again. And your first default is to send her a check to register your credit card? Help me understand that. Because I get a small part of, even more than a small part, I get a part of in the concept of life that when we're all videotaped now, that if it catches us at a moment of incredible weakness, and that is just like one glimpse of our life, and it's, we just were so angry, we were so frustrated. Would we want our life ruined in that way? Because now it's captured. But this is repeated. There is separation. And this isn't just screaming and yelling or a road rage incident. This is going to the ultimate vile slur from a white individual to a 5-year-old child, and then when asked about it, using it again and saying, if he acts like it. Just feeling like, well, if you act a certain way, I'm allowed to use the N-word. And then your thought is, I'm going to donate money to this person.
I think I'm more disgusted by the people donating than by her actions.
Expand.
She can say, and there's no justifying what she said.
Zero.
Zero.
None.
It's terrible behavior. It's horrible behavior.
None.
But she can at least say, especially as she continues, I was caught up in the moment. I was furious. I was angry. Blah, blah, blah. All these emotions got the best of me.
Seems like there's a separation. I mean, there was a time
sure.
for her to collect herself.
Yes. But the 25,000.
Or offer up an apology. There's no apology for what she's saying right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
None.
Believe me. Again, abhorrent behavior. But the 25,000 people who have seen the story, perhaps watched the video, talked about it with friends and family, and then decided, you know what? Ah, inflation, money's tight. We're all worried about our finances. But you know what I need to do as I'm in my right brain now, calmly thinking about this? I need to open up the wallet. I need to click the Venmo. I need to do whatever to send this gal some money. Because she's getting railroaded. And I don't think any of us deserve to have the worst moments of her life. Perhaps this was the worst moment of her life.
I hope
broadcast
so.
For the entire
yeah.
world.
Right.
That's not fair behavior.
No.
But my God.
It's also more importantly, not fair behavior to go around confronting a child this
Correct.
Way. Or saying the N-word repeatedly somebody and assuming I get no ramifications. I have no issues to it. So there's a lot of ways to go to this, but including this one. Maybe you donated. This is Rochester, right?
Mm-hmm.
We boom down there into the four quadrant city. When I lived there, I lived in the Northwest quadrant.
Okay.
It's
a good quadrant.
It's an excellent quadrant. Did you donate money? Do you wish you would have donated money? After hearing this story, are you going to donate money? Why would you do it? Why would you do that? And if you're on the opposite side, why are you bothered by this? Again, Dave makes a very good point. Do all of us want to be judged at the worst of our worst? Is that why people are donating? Maybe that's why some are donating. Some are donating because they're racist. To what level? I have no idea. Do you? I mean, we have no idea. But some are vile. Is there any doubt? Some of these folks are just disgusting.
No, I think at the very least they're giving some sort of okay to the behavior.
Yeah. That might be a very, very small percentage. But don't tell me there's none. Because I just don't buy it. You get to disagree. I just don't buy it. What do you want to say? I'd love a phone call. Be passionate. Completely disagree with us. Agree and answer in a different context. Text away. Why are you giving money? And do you want to give this individual the benefit of the doubt? I might be willing to do that, David, if there was any signs of contrition from her. There's none, right? Zero.
No.
I can't believe what I said. That's not who I am. That's not my character. It's unforgivable. There's none of that. It's my life's being ruined, so I need your money. I need $1 million. I need $1 million. There might be some other racists who just decide this is the way to go and say something. Say, guess what? I want some money also. 651-461-9226. Since the early to mid-90s, living in a couple houses, I've had Aquarius Connecticut in every house. That's how much I believe in it. The quality of water at your condo or house is essential. And I'm glad once again to be talking about Aquarius and Connecticut. I've talked about it many times on Twin Cities Radio before at the Fan and now here. At your place, wherever you live, whether you live in Lakeville, you live in Park Rapids, wherever you might live. Do you know the quality of your water? I'll tell you who does. Aquarius, when they'll come out. AquariusHomeServices.com. They will come out and check your water and make sure you have the best. How about a water softener? How about so your clothes are at their best? How about your shower is at its best? You don't want hard water. And then drinking water, You want the best drinking water system, and I have it at my house now. When I'm moving later this year, Aquarius has already set it up. I believe in them 100%. I was at their open house yesterday. Aquarius, the company I use when I trust my family for water, you should do the same.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get to a number of texts on the story, our guy Brian Belsky in about 10 on the market, and Warren Buffett saying it's been a good run. And it's been a rather good run for Warren Buffett.
He's done okay.
He's fared pretty well. The local police in Rochester have completed the investigation, and the family of the young child who was called the N-word, they are staying anonymous. The local police, because of the publicity, are going to investigate. Do you think anything is going to happen with this investigation?
No. I guess I don't know what could happen.
Right. I don't either. Right. We have so many people who are in power now to say vile, repugnant things towards individuals because of what? Politics, race, gender, your beliefs.
Yeah, anything.
Anything. So are we going to start arresting everybody who says those comments? Where's the line on that?
Yeah.
You know, it's indefensible to say this about a 5-year-old child. Indefensible. Hate speech. Where's the action? Where's the line on it? I don't think there will be charges filed. I will be surprised, won't you?
Yeah, I don't see anything happening.
Let's get to a number of text here, 651-461-9226. How can this woman's behavior be considered so terrible when the same or similar behavior in social media, according to some, is protected by free speech? The same standards should apply in each case, bad behavior that should be silenced. I'm on social media frequently. I see individuals, mainly anonymous, who say and offer comments that you would think anyone with any level of decency would never consider saying. But they still do. And attack people in ways I highly, highly doubt they would say in person. But I'm not eliminating that, by the way. I mean, we had the whole thing at the Barstool bar,
yeah,
Philadelphia, where they walk around with the sign, F the Jews. And Dave Portnoy, who runs and created Barstool, turned it into an enormous story over the weekend, found out the individuals behind it, found out the people at the bar who could have stopped it. And because he has such a large platform, they've all been exposed. So this is going to a bar, popular place, holding up a sign, F the Jews. So to say no one's willing to do the reprehensible in person, we've moved past that point. I mean, it's always been there. It's just becoming more commonplace, right?
Oh, sure it is.
But for me to sit there and say, each time I see something in public, which I find as gross as I find this, and say, well, there are other awful things said, so I'm not going to comment on this. I'm not going to say this. Are you?
No, and we can call out bad behavior, whether it's online, in a bar, or at a playground.
Heck no to giving to someone who's supposed to be an adult. Where is her own moral integrity, ethics, along with the decency and self-respect? I want to hear from people so far. I'm getting comments criticizing. I want to hear from somebody saying they donated. Because there's 25,000 people who donate, right? Not too far from here. Or I want to hear from somebody saying, I still might donate. Why would you donate money to her off these comments? Let's see. 100%. I'm not 100% sure how the GoFundMe works, but I thought I heard at some point you had to have legitimate reasons for GoFundMe to accept you. This is not on GoFundMe. This is on Give, Send, Go?
Give, Send, Go.
Okay.
By the way, she's up another $400 since the last time we checked.
Good. Good. A lot of people talking about Trump and racism. On that, Donald Trump has a history with his comments, including issues with places he rented and restrictions that he faced and charges of that. Other comments have been incredibly troubling. He still uses Barack Hussein Obama. Jeez, can't imagine why. And again, speaking of Barack Obama, he talked about his birth certificate over and over and over again. And if Barack Obama was a white person, he never, ever would have brought it up. It's just a word. She could have called him another awful comment, which would be just as bad, and nobody would care. Well, it's not just a word. Every word is just a word. If that's your silly comeback, well, this is just a word, then no words have meaning. No words have implications. No words carry certain weight. No words are empathy. No words are decency. No words are harsh. And the worst of the worst. So the N-word should matter.
There's a reason she chose it.
Exactly. She wanted to be as vicious as she possibly could and had no problem repeating it. None. Zero. Zit. Zero. Seems to be a lot of money in race baiting on both sides. They get maximum coverage by the media. There's race involved in an endless amount of stories in our country. And sometimes race is used for reasons when it really doesn't apply, Dave. How do you say race isn't involved in this case when an adult white woman to a 5-year-old kid of color uses the N-word repeatedly?
I'd say it's clear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
I mean, it's... central to the story itself? My God. Who has said more racist things, Trump or Biden? Trump, and it's not even close. Not even close. I wonder if she would say the same thing to the mother or father. It sounds like she's just a coward. I don't know. When the other adult came up to her and was recording her, that's when she said the N-word repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't fazed at all. 651-461-9226. You can always text us. Brian Belsky on Warren Buffett and a career like nobody else's. And where does Belsky think we're at with the market at this point? Our guy, our economic guru, Belsky in moments.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we bring in the economic guru, Belsky, you want to explain the bumper music theme of the day, sir? Well,
yeah, I think it's fairly obvious. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Some music about Cinco de Mayo, about Mexico, a couple Mexican artists that will be featured. I mean, it's 9 years since Donald Trump showed off the taco salad from the Trump Tower Grill.
Two thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Belsky, a taco salad, overrated, underrated, properly rated, and what is the key to a taco salad?
Wow, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
The queso. You got to have queso and salsa in there.
Harrigan, what's the key to a taco salad?
I think those are very good. You have to have enough meat, enough cheese. But the salsa, you can't have the picante sauce style salsa. The good, fresh, chunky salsa is what you have to have.
You have to have the right meat.
Obviously.
Okay, you have to have it. That can absolutely ruin it. You can't have just a little bit. There's got to be plenty there. Then you need a variety of other items in there. It can't just be the lettuce, the meat, just a little bit of dollop of salsa, a little bit of cheese. You got to work in some sour cream. You got to work in some avocado, ideally some jalapenos. You got to bring a little zest, a little pop.
A little mango.
A little mango.
Toss that in.
Yes.
A little sweetness.
That'd be good. Okay, Belsky, it's Cinco de Mayo. If you had a margarita today, what kind of margarita do you want?
Clearly a skinny because I had a, you know, I got to keep this the way that it is.
Okay.
But maybe throw a little mezcal in there, a little smoke.
Yeah. Do you want it on the rocks? How would you like it prepared?
No. Always on the rocks. On the rocks with salted rim, mezcal, spicy.
I'm with you, but Dave, I want just light salt. I want a little bit on there. I don't need it a salt lick, though. You know, it can't go too far. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. I'm a no salt guy, and I'll go strawberry margarita.
Oh, get out!
Yeah, that's
of
right.
Here.
I don't care.
It's
a little fruity. That's fine.
I mean, seriously,
it's still delicious.
That's embarrassing. That's happening. If it go in the corner, go. You're in timeout. You're
that's fine. It's fine.
I believe I've spotted this twice on Warren Buffett that over 60 years, the percentage he's up is over 5.5 million%. I'd say that's a pretty good track record.
It's been a hell of a run. He averages 20% per annum, even in those down years. And he, you know, I've had the very good fortune of meeting him twice, and it was excessively humbling experiences both times. But at the end of the day, what an amazing run! And if you watch any of the commentary over the weekend, man, he was firing off answers. He did all no notes with respect to his investments. It was pretty remarkable.
Why has he been so unique, and why has he been so successful?
I think because he sticks with his process and his discipline, and it's not about being stubborn. It's about doing the analysis and sticking with your convictions. And he doesn't get shook out of markets. I mean, think about how long he owned Apple. And he had an amazing comment about Apple and Tim Cook, that Tim Cook and Apple made his investors way more money than he had during those years that he ran. So, I mean, again, pretty humble guy with respect to how he looked at his life and how he ran his portfolio. But I think it's about long-term consistency and kind of sticking with your discipline.
So if somebody was trying to imitate Buffett, which would be a very good idea considering the percentage of money and this crazy increase, could they do it? Was it possible, or is just Buffett that different from everybody else?
People have been trying to imitate him for decades now, but and again, the other day, human nature kind of comes in and messes with you, and I think that's why so much of investing, quite frankly, Chad, over the last, let's say, 25 years, has become electronic and quantitative to kind of take the emotion out. But quite frankly, you need a little bit of emotion in human nature to make these types of thematic moves that Buffett has bought. Like he bought Dairy Queen when it was down, that nobody wanted anybody. He'd buy oil companies. He bought railroads. I mean, he bought railroads, but then he was one of the largest owners of Apple and Bank of America. So it wasn't just these obscure things. He was a very down and out kind of value investor, again, that had a process. So, you know, again, from a longer term perspective, when you own an asset for a long time, it's easy to also have that kind of compound returns, especially if you're buying good assets like he typically has.
It's our guy, Brian Belsky, BMO Capital Markets, their chief investment strategist. Okay, what about his replacement? I mean, you can't replace the guy, but what are your thoughts on the selection?
You know, he's been head of the insurance side of the business for a long time and more of the international side of things. He's 62 years old, so they're expecting a pretty long run from him as well. But he's pretty sound. And by the way, he's been kind of behind the scenes doing stuff for a number of years, let's say at least 5 or 10 in terms of being the heir apparent. So not a big surprise. Heard really good things about him, and he's got a good rapport with a lot of the companies that they own.
All right, let's talk about what's going on here with the stock market, with the economy. I get that if you look at where NASDAQ and the S&P is from April 1st, so the day before Liberation Day to now, actually up. There are plenty of other economic numbers which are down. We're all waiting to see if they actually announce deals, how vital is it over the next month or so, if this administration wants to show the Americans, the market, key indicators that we're headed for a steadier path here, that we're going to look individually at countries, we're going to make better deals, how vital is it in the next month or so to start announcing a single deal, because not one has been announced so far?
Well, I think it's pretty important with respect to unwinding a lot of the uncertainty, and some of that has been done with respect to how they are going about and announcing certain things leading up to this. Obviously, they don't want to be talking about what they're actively pursuing and negotiating in the press. That's, you know, that doesn't make any sense. There's been so much negativity and so much doubt with respect to what's happening. You know, it's our standard view that this gets done probably sooner than most people think. The market and the economy, and a lot of the economists and our brethren out there have gone the opposite way, being excessively negative, and they paid for it because of how the market's gone up. We've stayed in our lane. We continue to be bullish. We still think the United States is the best market in the world, and we'll let these deals kind of come together. But this is still all about the negotiating stages of it. And I think the less uncertainty, the better. So I think we're going to get more and more certainty and clarity over the next 30 days.
All right. Bissent on CNBC, a network you're very familiar with. You're on there often. Basically admitted that they're not talking to China yet. And admitted that when you have these tariff numbers between the two countries, it's basically an embargo. So where do you think we're headed between our country and China?
Well, let's take two steps back and think about this. You've started to see, really since 2017, before the last tariffs kind of went into place, you've seen a tremendous amount of capacity come back to the United States. It also left China and go to other countries. You saw China be pretty aggressive the last two or three weeks and do these roundtables with the rest of Asia, who has taken, quite frankly, business from them. The objective and the common sense side of things just says, remember, China needs us more than we need China. China's economy's in trouble, Barney Rubble. They've got an aging population. They've got a monetary system that has failed. They have a banking system that's failing. They have an aging demographic. And so we buy the stuff that they make. They actually need to be a little bit more forthcoming with respect to what they're in terms of negotiation. So it doesn't surprise me that Bissent is saying in this manner, again, we're negotiating, and unfortunately we're negotiating inside the press, but from our lens and from our opinion, he is the guy. He is the guy in the administration to be listening to.
Are you feeling any better about your ball club?
I don't know, Chad. I mean, it's the same. It's a broken record, man. I mean, in terms of the pitching and the wherewithal, so many injuries. It's just like it's a secular problem with my team. I may or may not, I can either confirm nor deny that I might be there tomorrow night. I might be there Wednesday night. You never know. I mean, it's getting hot in Florida, quite frankly.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, you're in Europe, you're in Florida. Now you're in Harrigan, it's tough to be Bilski, isn't it?
It's really difficult. Yeah. Struggle
got
is real.
Skitty margaritas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good. It's good. All right, sir. Good info. Reach out to me this week. Maybe we can get together and grab one of those margaritas.
That'd be great. Take care.
Thank you. Bilski, Brian Bilski. He's great as always. BMO Capital Markets, their chief investment strategist, right here on the home of the Twins. We'll talk a little Twins later when Chip Scoggins joins us. And there is a Twins tie to one of my overrated, underrated, properly rated comments coming up. That's at about 107. Twins back in action when, Dave Harrigan?
It's a great question.
You know,
I think they're off. Are they off today?
I think so, but I'd be lying if I said I'm 100% certain.
Let's just figure that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Google.
Yeah. Twins schedule. Let's go.
Yep. You know what? They are off today. We nailed it.
Yeah.
Orioles in town starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. And that's when Royce Lewis is going to play for the first time. And Willie Castro.
Unless he gets hurt between now and then.
Probably about 50-50. All right, so we have overrated, underrated, properly rated early next hour. If you want to start chiming in right now, you certainly can. I'm saddened by the number of people who are texting here trying to justify an adult individual using slurs to a five-year-old child. It's shameful and embarrassing. It honestly is. It's absolutely stunning. Congrats on your moral clarity, as I said to somebody. Chipper's with us at 2:05. We have many things to get to. Let's promote tomorrow also.
A lot happening tomorrow.
So we get ask as always.
We really need to promote that?
We're required.
Okay.
UCAS, although we're about due for UCAS to give us a head fake. It's been about 3 weeks in a row, so possible. When we interviewed Andy Luger the last week or so.
It was December, I believe.
Okay, when he was just getting ready to leave as the U.S. attorney. He was very kind and to questions and comments and coming on. And when we asked him about coming in, said, I'd love to do it. Well, I then vanished for a couple months from the state of Minnesota. I run from this state.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't going to have Andy on while I'm out west and have him in studio here. So we've been working on schedule. So Andy Luger, the two-time former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, I think the timing's pretty good with the Department of Justice investigating Mary Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic we had last week about her and saying in the policy that we're going to look at many reasons when we're evaluating charges and plea agreements, including race.
Yeah.
And the Department of Justice saying, well, we're going to investigate this.
And not to mention last week, the violence in Minneapolis, gang-related. His office had a lot to do with gang violence.
Correct. So Luger is in studio for the 1 o'clock hour.
That's true.
Right? And Bill Guerin's final appearance tied to this season. He'll be on during the summer, I'm sure. But Bill Guerin tomorrow, multiple segments on what went right, what went wrong for the Wild, and what happens next. So Billy tomorrow, 2:05. But overrated next hour on CCO.